If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Starburns Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two
Filthy
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us. Hi, guys, we're here.
We're here and we're running our filthy mouths. In anticipation of Thor coming out later this week, we were talking about space exploration and looking for life on other planets because, I mean, he calls it a realm, but, you know, he comes from this other world out there in the sky somewhere. And it's sort of just like an interesting topic. I'm a big space dork, big fan of...
You are most certainly a space dork. In a way, you could expose me... to being a space dork.
I mean, you went to space camp.
Yes, I did. I did go to space camp, which I got sent home early from because I couldn't stop having diarrhea.
Well, you're an astronaut with two S's.
I'm a hero.
What can you do? Yeah, I mean, truly. Well, here's the thing is that what we really want to talk about is, like, should we be spending money on looking for life elsewhere?
I honestly don't think so. I
go back and it's like so interesting.
Yeah, spend some money on it.
The idea that it's out there. The thing is like, whose money though? Like, you know, I get why some people would be like, yeah, that's cool, but like, I would rather have more money in my pocket than tax money going to find out if there's, you know, an amoeba floating under the surface of one of Jupiter's moons.
Yeah, I don't know why that has to be government money. Why can't it be private money? Like, well, Jeff Bezos is asking for money right now, like millions, hundreds of millions, billions, I don't fucking know, some amount of money for space exploration. And it's like,
oh, like he wants a contract for it? It's like, you just do it. Why don't you just...
You have the money. You have all the money. You made $38 billion in the past year.
It is interesting to think that, like, you know, because, you know, SpaceX is... privatized, but they've been doing government contracts. But it's like Elon Musk just fucking, he sent his own shit up into space. But it's also, there is the thing of like, yeah, why don't we fix Earth?
Yeah. Why are we going? It's like, we already want to find other planets to destroy.
I really think sometimes I get like, it's a little conspiracy-ish, but like I get in my head, like, are they so desperate to find sustainable places for life because they're like, we're not like,
they realize that it's a TikTok. This place is going to be shit soon.
I mean, it probably is because it's like global warming's crazy. And like everyone keeps being like, we got to stop this. Otherwise, the Earth will be destroyed in XYZ. And it's like, well, nobody's stopping anything. Like, yeah. Nobody cares. I do my part to stop global warming by not having a kid. We'll see. Well, you know. But I don't know. I took a class all on exoplanets, which is planets basically out in space that have similar, because here's what they look for when they look for life, is similar features to Earth. Because we know, you know, Earth's atmosphere and the temperature and the size make life sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So right now there is a lot of technology geared toward specifically looking for planets or spaces that seem similar. And there's actually a telescope that's going to be, is it a telescope? Do I call it a satellite? It's a telescope. It's a space telescope. So they specifically look for planets because space is so vast, basically, that it's sort of like, I think, so terrible analogy, but I heard this from a producer of American Idol, that when they do those cattle call auditions, you go up and there will be like 20 different tables and you're sent in groups of four. And you don't know this, but the producers sitting at the table are told if someone is really funny for TV, or like at table number four, they'll be told, or you, if someone is a very good singer and they're a man singing R&B, that is all you can take. And it's because there's going to be a lot of good singers. So they're like, listen, space is fucking endless. Let's target things that we know could be life-sustaining.
Interesting. That's a fun analogy.
Yeah. So they're launching, James Webb Telescope is launching in November 2021. It's a space telescope that goes out there. And it's designed specifically to look for these planets that have, I guess the technology somehow, this is fucking incredible to me, is going to be able to... pick up signs of, like, if the atmosphere is similar to ours, you know, oxygen, carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that they're working toward technology of, like, telescopes being able to see photosynthesis, which is fucking...
That is crazy.
Just crazy. Okay. Like, right now.
But here, let's just say they find a planet similar to Earth.
Yeah. With, like...
Well, then what? What are they going to start, you know, do some humans get to go there? What do they, I mean, what are we going to transfer over to that planet? Like, how does that
work? That's the thing, is that, like, if you, like, so they're, like, trying to see, is there water beneath Mars' surface?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, yeah, no, in theory, do they, because they, you know, you hear people talk about, like, they're already on the list for, like, the trip to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a test run. It feels like that could go terribly wrong. But also... I don't know. Do they take like all the rich people to Mars and then just like let poor people die? Like,
yeah,
I don't trust space.
Who gets to go to the new planet that we're going to take advantage of?
Yeah. Or even worse, are they going to like trick poor people into thinking it's an opportunity and they're going to be like the test subjects and just fucking.
I could very much see it going that way.
But don't do you have any interest in like, what if there is intelligent life out there?
Cool. I mean, right now, I don't know about the life that's out there, you know, deep in the galaxy. I do know that there are a fucking ton of homeless people here. And I really wish somebody would do something about it.
I mean, yeah, it's so funny because it's like, in theory, it's interesting, the idea that what if there's intelligent life out there? Which is so funny because people will be like, the aliens are going to come for us. And it's like, if they've evolved so much that they're traveling through space, they don't give a fuck about us. Like, if they've figured out how to fly and how to, like, leap into other solar systems, it's like, mm-hmm. they've found planets with, like, sustainable life. They don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I think Earth to what we consider, like, when people envision, like, aliens flying through space and, like, this crazy... next level space technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you drive up the 5 and pass a field of cows. Like, that's what Earth is to aliens.
Yeah.
Like, no one gives a shit.
They're
just like, oh, there's more of those lesser beings. Especially since, like, as a species, humans have this, like, history of, like, colonization.
Yeah.
And being like, we have to take over land and take over war. I hope... whatever, if there was intelligent life, that they have evolved completely different from us. I hope that they...
Wouldn't that be funny if they were like, listen, you literally can't come to our planet. We know you got here, but like, you're not welcome.
Oh, yeah. No,
we saw what you guys did over with Earth. No,
yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that, I mean, not a lot of people. There's this like conspiracy that, you know, we actually, is it a conspiracy or is it just a plot of a movie that I don't remember? That like we actually lived on Earth before and we fucked, I mean, on Mars before and we fucked it up and came to Earth. Like that's like sort of this conspiracy of like, well, what if we've already fucked it up? Or what if an intelligent species is familiar with like, oh, they're humans, they will ruin everything.
Yeah.
Like what if to a higher species we are, because we're such egomaniacs, like we're the fucking most advanced species. And then we're like blowing shit up and being like starting wars over fucking plots of land. You're like, oh yeah, that's where higher intelligence is, that like, let's blow people up because we want to put a house on near this river, that you're like, what are we fucking doing?
I gotta be honest, this conversation is truly giving me anxiety.
Like, why?
Thinking about
the vastness of space?
No, like
how stupid humans when, are?
Like, no, like, okay, what if we fucking ruined Mars and this is the second, you know, version of Earth, and it's like we're ruining this, and it's like, I mean, are we like, what is it gonna be like 20 years from now, you know? What's it gonna
be
like
dead.
30, I mean, hopefully. I hope I'm dead.
No, I mean, it's like, I honestly think like, what the fuck is like, and I say this like, my boyfriend wants to have kids in the future. And I honestly right now, I'm like, what the fuck is anyone doing?
Having
like,
kids.
How insensitive are you to the future? Not of the planet. I'm not like, of course, but like, things are so bad and you're like bringing a life into it.
Yeah.
You're like, good luck out there. Have fun running out of air. That's probably a fun way to die.
Yeah. Like it's going to be just a desert landscape.
But also maybe by then we'll have invented the technology to somehow survive. But then is it going to be like, you know, end times, very like apocalypse? Like maybe we'll come up with a giant biodome so that like we can all survive.
Yeah.
But how long till somebody fucking blows that up?
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine everybody trying to live in a biodome together?
No.
One side of the biodome. Just the first school shooting in the biodome. The dome's done.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to be able to figure out a solution. And also, like, with weapons. Like, there is no future where there's peace and the Earth can thrive without everyone going, like, let's just put our weapons down. And no one's going to do that. Because we have trust issues. Because we're fucking rednecks. Because people are like, but our thing is better than your thing. Our God that we made up is the real God. And so you can't come in the biodome. Because you don't believe in the stories that we made up. Like, the fact that people, like, I sometimes look at animals. This is really gone off the
handles. First of all, where's the government going to be in the biodome? Is there no more government? How big is the biodome?
I mean, it's going to
have to be. How many biodomes will there be?
Will there be multiple biodomes and you'll never be able to go anywhere? Or will they put a whole dome around the Earth? And how will they do that? With all the space garbage. That's how big of fucking slobs
humans garbage.
Are. Is there is garbage in space. There is, our Earth is like, our atmosphere is littered with
space trash.
With satellites.
If you know about the floating island of trash in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's like, we fucked up the ocean. Now we're fucking up outer space. There's going to be a giant...
Earth essentially is... that island to space.
Yeah.
We are an island of trash.
Do you think, you know what? I was going to say, do you think, but I'm just going to say it. I guarantee if there is life on other planets, we are the laughing stock of the galaxy. Everybody laughs at us. They're like, oh, look at those fucking humans just fucking it up.
Like what coastal elitists think of like the cartoon of like Southern rednecks. That's what everyone thinks of us. And I guarantee on that note that like, if there is like a higher evolved species, they look at what is considered like the quote intellectuals of our planet. And they still go, they think that they like know better. And they're still just as stupid. Like,
They probably look at Elon Musk and they're like, bro, you can't even save the situation there. Trust, you're like, you're the only hope and you're not enough.
Yeah. And you're on Saturday Night Live. Like, yeah. That's, and you're trying to be a celebrity. So, like, I mean, it's like the, it's very much like the snake is eating itself. And there's like, I don't think there will ever not be a giant divide unless everyone came together and like overthrew the government, which no one wants to hear. But like, there's not going to be a solution until people can come together on things, and they're never going to come together on things. And it's like people who are set in old fashioned ways, and then other people who are like, I'm progressive. And you could tell I'm progressive because I'm calling all of these people who don't know any better idiots. That's progressive. And it's like, we're all fucked. We're so fucked.
Truly, like, this conversation is giving me anxiety. I haven't thought this deeply about this situation, this earth falling apart. Like, I know global warming is a thing, but like, to think, like, I mean, are we even gonna make it 20 more years on this planet? Like,
I don't know,
we're fucking things up.
The problem is that I think humans as a species overall are inherently selfish. They look out for themselves. And they think, like, as long as it doesn't affect me, most people think that way. It seems like it. And until there's a shift in that, I think we're fucked. And it also is like, I don't know, would it be better to, like, instead of going, is there life out there? Like, well, let's just focus on me and not worry about everyone else.
Yeah.
And, like, just live my life and try to be a good person and be peaceful. But it's also hard to do. It's hard to do peaceful, live and let live, like, in a capitalist society where you could try, but then you're like, oh, but also I do have to survive.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
And people get, like, you know, greedy or selfish out of fear.
Yeah.
Because it's like a survival instinct of, like, am I going to die because I don't have the means? Because we invented money.
Yeah.
This is just a whole different conversation, but I think it would be interesting to find out. Here's why I think that exploration is important, is because if we can find a planet that has a small amount of early life, can we study, like, maybe what's going on there isn't exactly the same atmospherically as Earth. And then can we learn from that and figure out a way to take the pile of shit we've created
and fix it?
And fix it by going, well, actually, this element also sustains life when combined with this, as we've seen here, which they may be trying to figure out in labs here anyway. But it's one of those things where big outer exploration of stuff like that can lead to small discoveries that could help us. But it's like, is that what we're doing with that information?
Let's say we are. Okay. When is that going to be actionable? In our lifetime, it's not going to do shit.
Well,
how many lifetimes is it going to take? I mean,
if they're launching a telescope this year that, like, could discover exoplanets.
When
but
is
there's
it,
so
how
many
long
out
does it take
there
to get to planets? Like, it's not like it's like a, it could take years for them to get to planets.
Well, and it's like, how can you even, like, you, there's technology to, like, discover things that are far away and, like, with the lighting and the, like, the telescope technology, but it's like, how much can you really learn from such a distance without getting in there?
Yeah. I just feel like time would be better spent fixing shit here and working with what we have here.
I agree, but I feel like the majority of fixing shit in here, quote, fixing shit here now, and maybe this is like a skewed lens from just being on Twitter and social media too much, but people really think by pointing out a problem that they've helped fix it. And I think that's a conversation for another time because we don't have time. But it's like, you going, racism is bad. Guess what? You're right. You didn't fix anything.
Yeah.
You didn't change
anything. Oh, great.
You just
went, Captain Obvious.
Like, even us going, global warming is a problem. We've done nothing.
Nothing. We've literally done nothing. There's no amount of conversation we can have right now that's going to affect change.
No. And I think until that's a large so scale of people realize that, like, yeah, it takes more than you saying something. You need action. Like, it's like, people talking about oppression via tweets they sent from their iPhones that were made by child labor in China with stuff mined in by, like, blood diamond miners is like, everything in a nutshell. We're fucked.
Oh my God. This, I swear to God, my anxiety is so bad right now. Guys, we're going to wrap it up because I have to.
Nicole's head is exploding. We're going to go on to something more fun later this week. We'll be talking about
Thor,
which was the basis of the launch of this conversation was he's on another planet. Why aren't we looking for other planets?
Let's look for Thor.
Yes, we're going to. Listen, you guys, chime in on this conversation. Let us know what you think. Do you have a solution to global warming that you want to share with us? At Two Filthy Nerds on Instagram, on Twitter,
on
Facebook.
Tweet to us, and it won't do a goddamn thing. But just let us know anyways.
But do it. Let us know. Is there something we can sign so we can feel like heroes even though we've done nothing?
Mm-hmm.
I like feeling like a hero.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love feeling like a hero.
All right. That's it. You guys, follow us. Subscribe to us. Leave a rating and a review. If you want to be in the front row, in the conversation.
Go to patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
That's right. You can support the podcast. You can also join our Facebook group, Fellowship of the Filthy Nerds. We love you. We'll see you later this week.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.